Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're going to have two special guests for you tonight, one each half hour, both for phone calls. First of all, Reverend Dr. Nicole Sebastian. She'll be with us at the half. Right now, Mike Sebastian, her husband, known as the Dream Team, a psychologist and sociologist. They met in a dream 3 years before meeting in the physical world, and they teach people how to dream, signs, intuition, to decode messages and their mission in life for higher awareness and empowerment. They've got a couple books out, including Sociology of Soul, Trust Yourself, and also One Step Therapy. We'll talk about all of those tonight. Michael, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Hey, George. Good to be here. Thanks for having us on.
It's been about 8 years, hasn't it?
It's been a long time. I've missed you.
How's everybody been? Okay?
Everybody, we're doing well. Actually, we seem to be counterintuitive. We do well in tough times.
And we are having tough times right now. It's almost unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a chance for us to actually step in and contribute some of our tools that we've developed for really hard times when people are having hardships. So this is an opportunity for us.
And Michael, you're the sociologist of the team, right?
That's correct.
And tell me about this dream where you two met.
We met, I was teaching at the university and teaching sociology and many, many years ago, and I had this very vivid dream. You would call it a lucid dream. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the lucid dream was I met this girl who was a personal trainer, and her name was Nicole, and she had brown hair and brown eyes. And it was a very vivid dream that, luckily, I journaled the whole dream. And 3 years, flash forward 3 years, who walks into my sociology class but none other than Nicole, the dream girl. And when I checked back in the journal of the dream, it was the exact person. And that was a breakthrough for me, in the sense that I realized in that moment that dreams were prophetic and that they were a snapshot or insight to a much, much expanded consciousness than I had previously thought.
That is, now, did she have the same dream or just you?
Just me. And she, it was different for her. She she said that when she first walked into my classroom on that first day, she had an intuitive flash, that gut feeling that we have.
Mm-hmm.
She said she knew in that moment that we would literally get married. And she went home after that class. She went home and told her roommate that she was going to marry her sociology instructor. Good thing she didn't tell me at the time. I would have thought she was a stalker, you know?
That's an amazing story. I had a call during one of my open lines, Michael, years ago from a guy who said, George, listen to this dream I had. I dreamt that I met this woman, this wonderful woman, and we ended up getting married. And she's so vivid in my mind. And then in real life, I'm at the airport and some lady is walking down the aisle with her roller bag, and it's the lady in my dream. And I had to go up to her. I had to do this. And I go up to her, and she stops dead in her tracks, looks at me, and goes, "You're the guy in my dream." They both had separate dreams of each other. How do you figure that?
Dreams are connecting. And sometimes, literally, when we dream of someone, it's an expanded, we literally go into another universe in a dream. It's a travelogue, which is what a dream is. We leave the body, we sleep, we leave the body, we call it a dream, the memories we bring back. But the memories of that other person, they have them too. It's simply that they don't remember them. And in the story you're just telling about the guy at the airport, they both remembered. And it's rare when that occurs, but I've run into people that I've had a dream, they've been in my dream, and they said, "Yes, I remember a dream also, and you were in the same dream." And the reason for that is it's actually a quantum physics thing. We're all in the same fabric. It's called the fabric of reality, and it's kind of like a hologram. You know how a hologram is inclusive,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you explain the dream, where each person remembers being part of it.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about night terrors. We've got so much to talk with you about, and then I'm going to bring Nicole in at the half, and then both of you will join us for phone calls.
Okay.
What are night terrors exactly, and what causes them?
Night terrors are, the best, my definition anyway, for me, it's a dream on steroids, and everyone at some point on the planet really suffers from night terrors or experiences night terrors. And there, maybe there's monsters chasing us, someone's trying to kill us, we fall off a cliff, and the thing recurs, and day, night after night after night, sometimes we'll have that same recurring night terror. And it's a message that's trying to get through. Normally we have just the dream. However, if we don't remember the dream, in many cases it will be amplified until it becomes a night terror. And the best way for handling, we have a tool for handling night terrors, if you'd like to hear about that.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
It's called the One Magic Word, or HUE. And it's two letters, H-U. It goes like this, HUE. And it's an ancient toning technique.
It sounds like what the Krishnas do.
Something like that, yes.
Similar to that.
It's a higher, finer vibration, and the HUE is ancient. It goes way back. It's a toning technique that even the Egyptians had. The Sphinx, not many people know this, but the Sphinx was originally called HUE. The Egyptians, 5,000 years ago, named it HUE. Greeks came in and changed. They didn't know what it was, and they called the Sphinx, the Sphinx. They named it, which means unknown. But originally it was called the HUE, and they used to gather there to HUE from dusk till dawn. And we provide that tool to our clients who are suffering from night terrors. And it's real simple. If you're getting ready to lay down to sleep, you HUE for a minute or two.
What is that supposed to do when you do that?
It literally, it's a vibration or frequency thing. It realigns the vibrations or the frequencies within us, and it brings in harmony and peace to the dreamer. It literally changes the frequency. It's kind of like taking your remote control for your TV and changing the channel. And when we hew just before we go to sleep, those radical, disruptive vibrations are harmonized, and consequently the night terror goes away. And it works. It really works 100% of the time.
Does it make you sleep better too, Michael?
Yes, it does. It'll smooth out those sleep patterns, the patterns that we go through with the rapid eye movement and the theta sleep and the delta sleep. It smooths out all the patterns and leads to a much more restful, harmonious night.
What generally causes the night terror? Some anxiety during the day, some event? What happens?
Usually, yeah. It's associated, you know, I can, personally, I had, when I was in Vietnam, I was in the infantry in combat, and I came back, and I had really, really bad PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And I used to have night terrors every night, and many times I'd wake up laying on my living room floor, I'd sleepwalk with the night terror, and I'd have an automatic weapon in my hand.
Oh my
at the
God.
Time, I felt it was necessary to have a lot of guns because of my PTSD. And it's interesting. I did not go to the VA or to doctors or medical professionals for the PTSD. I found the hew, and I started hewing. Every night I hewed. Every day I would hew for 30 minutes. And I would sometimes I'd do it silently in my head or softly just before I went to sleep. And after doing that for months and months, the PTSD not only subsided, but eventually it went away totally, just using that toning technique.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I have
always wondered about this, and you might be the person, Michael, to answer this. We hear so many stories of people relatively healthy. They go to bed, and they're dead. They don't wake up. They die in their sleep. Betty White died in her sleep. I've known some people who have died in their sleep. I've always wondered what happens in that sleep state that causes them to die. I mean, do they have a heart attack, but are they dreaming about something bizarre that scares the living daylights out of them? What causes that death?
That's a really interesting, you know, I think that question's been asked for thousands of years, and we've always wondered about it. The other side, and literally, when we go to the other side, do we come back? And it's actually a mechanical thing. It's a process, and we can understand it, but it's more of part of it's an intuitive process and an experience, an inner experience that we have. When we, St. Paul said, he called it dying daily, that founded Christianity, St. Paul, that St. Paul. He said, we die daily, and what he was talking about was, when we sleep, we leave the body in energy form, soul form, higher self form, whatever you want to call it, and we travel in other dimensions, literally other dimensions like quantum physics speculates about. And then we come back. And when we come back, sometimes we come back too hard. We hit down where we get that jolt, you wake up.
Boy, right, right. I felt that.
And we've all experienced that. Well, it's a hard landing. That's why, as energy, we've come back and hit down too hard. But when we don't come back, when we die, dying is really a very, very gentle, easy process, and most people don't realize that. They fear, really fear death. And when we die in our sleep, we leave the body, and we simply don't come back. And we're actually counseled on the other side, if you want to call it the other side, the other dimension, wherever we are, and they say, would you like to go back? And if the answer is no, the body is dead, because without our energy form, without soul, without whatever you want to call it, the body doesn't exist. So we just stay out of the body. So it is a gentle process when we die in our sleep.
And do you think at what point do people know they've died? I've always wondered what the transition is like.
Yeah, you know it because you really have other bodies. One of them, you know, the astral projection. We've all heard of astral projection, and we usually go into an astral body on the other side. And the astral, we know we don't have our physical body anymore, and we can't touch it and feel it like that, because the astral body looks just like the physical body, but when you put your hand through it, it's like putting your hand through air. There's nothing solid there. So, and we do get, there's a lot of spiritual counselors, spiritual beings, spiritual masters on the other side to assist us with beginning to realize and be aware that we are now no longer in the physical body. I won't call it dead, because we're not. We're immortal. We go on as a form of energy forever.
Do they realize they're dead, though? I mean, do they feel the missing of being alive? They, you know, do they say, "Darn, I've died. Doggone it."
Well, yeah, we do realize it, that we've, you know, I call it translation. We just translate into another energy form, and we do realize it, but it's a higher, finer energy form. The astral call, you know, the astral plane, and even the mental plane, is a higher, finer form of energy. So it's not a bad thing or a sad thing, like, wow, now I'm dead. Isn't this horrible? No, it's like, wow, I really, a lot of people, when they travel in their dreams, they do not want to come back. So coming back to the body is a really tough thing. This is a rather dark place compared to a lot of the inner dimensions, the inner travelings that we do.
Michael Sebastian with us. Their websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And he will be back with us for phone calls a little bit later on tonight. What is dream invasion, Michael?
Dream invasion is when a lot of the shamans, the ancient shamans, Native American shamans, shamans from different cultures, are able to, because they've really mastered a lot of the dream travel, that inner travel that we do, it's another gateway, and we can go into other people's dreams, and that is dream invasion, and we can manipulate them in the dream state. And it's a higher form of manipulation because we can plant seeds, things that we want those people to do, how we want them to behave, how we want them to react. We can plant those ideas and seeds and behavior by going into their dreams. And it occurs quite a bit. It's a form of, you could call it, it's labeled as black magic. In the sense that it's a negative. It's a negative thing. It's not a healing thing. So we can go into people's dreams and manipulate them. There's been more than a few Hollywood movies based on dream manipulation.
Do we have that kind of division within the military doing these strange things?
You mean have we done the research and do we use that sort of technology to manipulate our other cultures and
right.
our enemies, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. It's been developed for a long, long time. The importance of dream and dream manipulation and going into projecting, it's called projecting, and projecting into other people's dreams. And it's done... you know, it's really done through thought and feeling. We can project by visualizing and then feeling it and projecting into other people's energy because we're all connected. And that's, you know, you say, well, how do you do that? It was a quantum fellow by the name of quantum physicist by the name of John Bell, maybe 50 years ago or more. He proved that everything in the universe, everything is connected. And that's not speculation. That's quantum mathematics. And what it means is that we are connected to everyone else in the universe, every person, and every animal, cat. We're all connected at some point, so it's easy to project into their dreams.
You mentioned Hollywood. In 2010, they came out with Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio about
exactly.
going into dreams to steal corporate secrets and stuff like that.
That's very... Actually, that's very accurate. People, you know, saw it probably as an advanced fantasy, but it's really based on fact. It's really based on fact in the sense that it's been developed by, certainly by the military and by other different powers around the world that have used it to go into people's dreams and invade. Yes.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.